Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Buongiorno.
Music sans frontières.
Music from around Australia and around the world. Tuesdays, 12 till 2 p.m.
In this land long ago, we lived our own way. In your morning, young Gwenny, now we're no longer free. We are dispossessed. Ngangali with our kin yet. Ngangangalini people of mine. Ganali Bumalela, they're my people, my people. Gagamba wool. Bogolma, cause they're people, my people, my
Yes, good afternoon, welcome, buongiorno, to another episode of Music Sans Frontières. Thanks very much to Gav with Billabong Beats and Teljum, telling stories, very important, always, folks. I've come all the way from Boonwurrung country. Now we are in Woiwurrung country. That's me, 3CR Community Radio, folks. 3cr.org.au, streaming live. Tell your friends, just in case they don't know where 855 AM is on the radio dial, folks. Yes, indeed. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. And I did start off the program today a little bit somber. But for those of you that saw that film, The Tracker, yes, that comes from that soundtrack. Released way back in 2002, sung by Archie Roach, words by Ralph Dahir. And that piece is called My People. I'm sure some of you have heard it before. And the reason why I started the program like that off today is because last night I was very fortunate and privileged to have seen a preview of the film My Name is Gulpul. And yes, that image, the face of the tracker, is none other than our legend, extraordinary human being, David Gulpul. And it was a very intense, sad, but it's a celebration as well of the life of David Gulpul. And all was in there, folks. All was in there relative to his acting career and living in two worlds. And we had a special Q&A. It was a special version there last night. So if you get a chance to see My Name is Gulpul, don't go there if you're tired. Go there if you're willing to acknowledge the time that you step in when you're dealing with First Nations stories, folks, because you've got to feel it. And remember, David's story is about being an actor, but also being Yolngu. And it's very specific for that area, and it doesn't speak for the entire country, as it's very, very diverse, this place, so-called Australia. So, yeah, My Name is Gulpul. Check it out, folks, when it's at a cinema near you. Huge, huge project, huge project. Okay, for the rest of the program today, I'm pretty excited. The live guests continue. I've got Lucy Wise coming in around about 12:30, having a yarn about a new single, maybe play a tune or two live, yay. And then around about 1 o'clock, I'll have a couple of members of local Italian outfit. Ah, yes, well, it's emerging. It's a collaboration, folks. Sonacori doing a crowdfunding campaign for their debut record. It's pretty exciting, pretty exciting. We'll have a yarn about that and maybe some live music as well. What's going on? And I'll aim to finish off the show with a little tribute to the musician Nick Page. Some of you might know him as part of Dub Colossus, Transglobal Underground, and other side projects called Chaos and Siriana out on Real World Records. And Chaos was his side project, paying homage to his mother's side, his Greek heritage there. So we'll see how we go. Yeah, it'll be up and down with emotions today, but it's all part of music and learning. That's what I do when I listen to music. I'm learning all the time. So without further ado, a brand new release that came into the music crate here at 3CR from Helen Mountford. It's called The Persephone Project. There's a trio involved. Hope Kosouris is the other one, and I'll give you some details after the tune. But this is a relevant song, a relevant piece of music. It's instrumental that maybe some of you harvesting your pomegranates. So this is A Pleasure of Pomegranates. Thank you.
you find it harder to forget? Sure, these days are bound to come much brighter. Nothing much is happening just yet. You saw someone you thought was gone, got you thinking how. But all that was then, and this is now. This is now. Talk to no one very special, and watched a world you couldn't really see. Spent time on things you never can remember. You don't know what you want or wanna be. Saw someone you thought was gone, got you thinking how. Oh, but all that was then, and this is now. All that was then, and this is now. This is now. Tomorrow, discover what the next day will become. You're looking back too often to get moving. You're standing still while others seem to run. Then you saw someone thought was gone, got you thinking how. Oh, but all that was then, and this is now. All that was then, and this is now. This is now. This is now.
Hi, this is Archie Roach, and you're listening to good music on 855 AM on 3CR.
tingamaka na yo edi tingamaka tingamaka tingamina bino edi tingamaka 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 na yo edi yo
Told you the emotions will be all over the place today. But what you just heard there was Patsy Joe. Yes. Patsy Joe with the Letter String Quartet and the tune Tingama from, well, it's a double recording that came out basically, yeah, around about, it must have been early 2019, folks, something like that. And it was put out by Pacey Joe's partner, Pam, who I met at the wonderful gig on Saturday afternoon over there at Kindred Studios. Abubakar Koyate, Joloba Mratla. Fantastic. Go there, actually, on the third Saturday of next month, June, and from 3 to 5 o'clock, and you'll check out this fantastic band. If you remember, I had Abubakar Koyate in the studio live 2 weeks ago, my first live guest for about a year and a half, actually. Anyway, back to this project, Pasi Joe and Waraka Musica, Tosipela Esengo. It's a double CD, one of that band and then also side projects. And that one was with the Letter String Quartet. So if you get a chance to pick that one up, do yourself the proverbial. It's a great document of the work of Pasi Joe here in this town, so-called Melbourne. And before that, we heard an outfit which is called the Low Countries, all the way from UK, maybe round about Hertfordshire, but brought together by an artist called Nigel Harrington. I think he out on Nub Music, N-U-B Music, and he started writing songs in a facility back a few years ago, and got a few mates together, and this is what those come up. So it's a recording. It's called Betty's Boudoir Sessions. Brand new, just come away via the music coordinator at 3CR. So I don't know much about it, but that piece is called This Is Now. But yeah, check them out, The Low Countries. Some interesting indie folk singer-songwriter tunes. And before that, we had Helen Mountford from the Persephone Project. But the Persephone Project is Helen Mountford, Hope Kosouras, and Philippa Safi. That's Philippa's on piano, and Hope is on violin, and Helen is on cello. So all tracks composed by Helen Mountford. They had the launch, I think it was last Saturday at the Salon over there at the Recital Centre, and Helen reckons it went okay. So if you get a chance to check this one out, there's basically it's those stringed instruments, and takes you on a nice little journey, folks. So the Persephone Project. I may even sneak in a track about the pomegranates later on in the show. But that piece is called A Pleasure of Pomegranates. So enjoy your pomegranates that you're harvesting. This is the season, folks. Okay, I'll be getting Lucy Wise in the studio very soon, but before that, I'll play you some autumn music. Yes, that's the title of the next piece. It's Peter Knight and Dung Nguyen. It's from a compilation that came out in 2011, but it's been released via Bandcamp digitally. It's a record label. What are they called? Anyway, this is a record label put out a lot of releases, and this is, like I said, from Peter Knight and Dong Nguyen, and the record was called Residual, one of the earliest releases. It came out on May 30th, 2011, but it was recorded back in 2008, 2009. But it's this Parentless Records. And they started off in Perth, Western Australia, but have moved to Belgium. But anyway, I thought it was quite apt, while we're still in so-called autumn, to play this piece as an intro to catching up with Lucy Wise very soon.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, yes, you are on 3CR, 855 on your radio dial. Music Science Frontiers is the program. I'm your host, Joe Malinaji here. I thought I'd better just back announce once again that piece. It's called Autumn Music from Peter Knight and Dong Nguyen. And that was recorded way back in about 2008, 2009, released in 2011. But it's out now on Bandcamp on this compilation called 10, but it's a funny way about saying 10, but it's a record label, Parentless Records, based initially in Perth, but now in Belgium. So yeah, check it out. I'll have the details of what I'm playing today up on the Music Sons Frontiers Facebook page later on today, or maybe by tomorrow, so you can do your own research about where all this music is and get into it further. But I thought I'd just better introduce the next tune before we speak to Lucy Wise. This is a brand new single called Broad Beans, and I've got a smile on my face, and we'll talk about it in about, 3 minutes' time. Enjoy, folks. So there you go, folks. That's a brand new single from Lucy Wise. and it's called Broad Beans. And welcome to Music Sans Frontières and 3CR live in the studio, not on the telephone, not on the pre-record, Lucy Wise.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Have I got you properly there?
Oh, I think so. Hello.
Yeah, good. There you go. That's better. That's good. Excellent. Wow. So hopefully folks got a chance to listen to the words to that tune. I was telling Lucy that she got a free pass. As soon as I found out she had released a song called Broad Beans, I said, nah, that's it. She's coming on the radio whenever. Yeah, the broad beans have a very special place in my stomach and my heart. Because I grew up with my father with the backyard garden in North Coburg, in here, so-called Melbourne here. And I always look forward to the broad beans coming out because it was a easy snack to have after school when they were in season. But that's my little story. But for you, this song, you wrote it pre-pandemic.
That's right, yeah.
You moved before everybody thought it was, oh, no, actually not. I mean, a lot of people be moving out of the city during the pandemic and things like that, but you did it before that. And adjusting.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was a big adjustment. Just because I not long after we moved up, I went overseas to the US and did a tour over there, and then came back, and then it was lockdown after that. So I feel like this song, even though I wrote it before all that, it took on a whole new meaning when lockdowns happened. So it is about settling into rural life in Malmesbury and missing friends back in Melbourne.
Of course. And many, many different things happened to all of us, individual things, similarities, but individual things during the last year and a half. And getting out now, and you're going to be doing a couple of shows. You're obviously going to do one in Malmesbury, the lucky people over there. You can probably walk home from the gig.
It's actually a house concert in Malmesbury.
There you go.
In a lounge room. Yeah. Yep. So, yep. we kind of sold out of tickets, and then I opened up another 10. So there's...
Well, you did some renovations.
Yeah,
excellent.
So
oh, good on you. That's nice. And the launch for us people here in the Big Smoke is at Wesleyan. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, Saturday, 5th of June.
Oh, excellent. And so, I guess the tune Broad Beans is a big thing. It's the precursor to a record that's going to be coming out later on.
That's right. Yep.
And you've got some. Very special musicians involved with you, I believe.
Yeah. So I suppose the beauty of recording at home and I suppose it's a little bit of a silver lining of the pandemic was that more people started working and collaborating online and so I was able to get a few friends to record parts on different instruments on this Broad Beans track. So the cello is played by the amazing Monique Clare, and she was actually in the US at the time when she recorded her parts. Our neighbour and old friend Evan Davies played banjo on the track, and who else? Oh, Dan Witten on bass.
He's pretty significant too as well. They've all done some special work and continuing to do special work.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, look, the added treat of having you coming to live in the studio, I mean, you're always very generous. You always bring at least the ukulele.
I've got a few things. I decided just to bring my guitar in today.
Yeah, that's right. And that's what I mean. So there you go. There's the treats. And you're going to be very kind and do a tune for us.
So I thought I'd play you this one first.
Thank you.
This is called All the Streets, and it's a love song that I wrote for two women friend of mine.
We're making a map of all the places that we've been long before I knew you. just as Melbourne winter was setting in. The Tuscan sun was so warm on my skin. I wanna hold your hand in the street, in all the streets. I wanna hold your hand in the street. I wanna hold your hand in the street, in all the streets. I wanna hold your hand in the street.
There you go, folks. I had to let it finish properly. Lucy Wise, live in the studio here for Music Science Frontiers on 3CR. Yay! we've even got an audience here, so that's an added treat here, folks. Don't worry, there's only three people here, so don't freak out, it's fine. But thanks, Lucy, and yeah, it's just nice hearing stories told like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, so... oh yeah, I was just picking up on some of the places and where you were and stuff like that. So that's cool. Well, you've got the floor, you've got the airwaves. You can do another tune if you like.
Yeah, okay, I'd love to. I'm going to follow on from that fairly upbeat, joyful one with a slightly sadder one.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, so
I warned the listeners that the emotions will be all over the place today, so that's fine. It's part of life, actually, isn't it, Lucy?
Yeah, definitely. Well, yeah, this one I wrote for my partner's family and a person who they lost a couple of years ago from cancer. And so this one's about her and her life. She did a lot of travelling in her time and really stood up for the environment and other really important social issues. So this one's for Jem. It's called Where Did You Go? Where'd you go?
travel the world around to see what questions could be found. And you wanted to save it all, so you spoke your heart and stood up tall. Spoke your heart and stood up tall.
And there you go, Lucy Wise, live in the studio for Music Sans Frontières. Thanks very much, Lucy.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Hey, is that a hint? Those two tunes, are they going to be on the next record?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, both of those and the Broadbeans song.
Well, that's even more special treat. Thanks very much, Lucy, for giving us that preview. And I hope it sounded as good as it sounded here. Live in the studio, folks, to you out there on digital, streaming, AM radio, in glorious mono, all sorts of things. There you go. Plenty of options to catch 3CR. So we should just remind people to where they can catch you in the big smoke.
That's right, yeah. So I've got my Broadbeans single launch on Saturday, 5th of June at the Wesleyan at 8 p.m.
Excellent. So there. And if you live in Malmesbury, you better hurry up and knock on the door.
That's right. It's at my place, so there you go.
Oh, no, she added herself. My goodness.
Yeah.
No, anyway, that's fantastic. So we'll look forward to the record when it comes out late next year, probably.
Yeah, probably around festival time, hopefully, if there's festivals.
Yeah, but, fingers crossed.
Yeah,
there's
that's
a bit
right.
of wood in the studio, so it's possible. But everybody's got to be vigilant, and I know we're all, some of us are relaxing a lot, but still.
That's right.
You never know. Thanks very much again, Lucy, and all the best on the recording and the launch.
Thanks, Joe.
And as always, I look forward to hearing your tunes in recorded format, but even more special, live in person.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolute pleasure. All right, folks, I'm just going to, just while we get ready for Sana Kori, I'm going to play a brand new record. I played a tune a few weeks ago. This is Fatima Al-Qadiri. She's Kuwaiti, but based in the UK now. And she's put out this very interesting record called Medieval Femme. I'm going to play you the title track, but it's basically a suite of tunes inspired by classical poems of women, so in the Arabic tradition. So, check this one out. It's available on Bandcamp. I forgot to ask, actually, just quickly, Lucy, where can people catch the Broadbean single if they want to get it on their own?
Oh, yeah,
definitely.
Definitely, yeah. So the Broadbean single is on Bandcamp. It's also on all the streaming platforms.
All those ones, but Bandcamp's good.
Yeah, Bandcamp's great.
Excellent. Okay, folks, here's Fatima Al-Qadiri with the title track from her brand new record, Medieval Femme. Thank you.
Medieval bow, medieval bow. Join us to protest the forced evictions and ethnic cleansing in Palestine this Saturday, May 22nd at 1 p.m. outside the State Library. Along with your signs and banners, please bring your masks and hand sanitizer to keep the rally COVID safe. For more information, head to Free Palestine Melbourne's Facebook page.
A 3CR supporter.
Yes, folks. So there you go. Well, I was pretty cheeky and just faded out that wonderful music from a record called Reflections of Palestine. Came out in 2012. Ramzi Abrodwan, and the piece was called Samay Farah Fazar. But I've got a couple of other guests here in the studio who could probably do the pronunciations much better than me. I've got Phil Carroll here.
Hi there, Joe.
Oh, yes. I'll just put your mic up a little bit louder.
Hi there.
There he is, yes. And in the other microphone, but it's all coming out of the same speaker, Rosa Votto.
Hello, ciao.
Oh, heck, are you on number three? Oh, this one, maybe that one. Try it again.
Hello, ciao. Ecco, that's me.
That's all.
That's better.
All the microphones have gone all over the place here. We're not used to having more than one person in this studio, so it's pretty exciting. It's very colourful, and I'm very honoured as well. I'm very humbled. So thanks for joining us. And these are two members of an ensemble that's been around for a few years, but they're going to have a new record, and it's called Sanakori. So there, maybe Rosa can introduce us to who Sanakori is, perhaps.
Yes, Joe, as you said, we have been around playing for a few years. Sanakori in Southern Italian dialect means the heart healers. And we do Italian traditional music rearranged with a different flavor, the contemporary and also almost Australian flavor, something new.
So
yeah, yes. Traditional repertoire from the different regions of Italy, mainly songs of love and loss and tragedy and resistance, work, some cheeky songs. We've got a couple of very cheeky songs.
It's a very cheeky part of the world.
Yeah, it is.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And I guess, and I should let know that Sanakori also grew out from dance.
Yes. Well, I started the Melbourne School of Tarantella 10 years ago. Mm. This year is the 10th wow. year anniversary. Wow. I know. And with the Melbourne School of Tarantella, we learn, perform and share traditional Southern Italian dances. And out of needs and to complement the work of the Melbourne School of Tarantella, we started play the music that accompanies the dances. But then even then, we just sort of branched out. So we don't only play Tarantella music, really. Mm. But we do tell the stories through music and through dance of our ancestors and our homeland.
Totally. And it's really special for me being part of the diaspora, although I was born here. You've migrated here, you've made home, and you have more heart-wrenching elements than I have. Mm-hmm. But the majority, well, all of my family and my ancestors are definitely in Sicily, as far as I know, but also, who knows, in Greece perhaps,
mm-hmm.
maybe a bit of France. You know, that's a part of what the migration was in Sicily, and certainly Magna Graecia in southern Italy, and where you grew up.
Yeah, beautiful.
And it's been a real treat to also know Phil over many years, and he just can't stay still. He just is an extraordinary encyclopedia and multi-instrumentalist and language singer and speaker. It's quite extraordinary, and so it's been a real treat for this journey for you to be part of my family story, Phil, and I really appreciate it because you're in the La Voce della Luna for many, many years with Kavisha and then Elvira, and my mum was in that choir for 10 years. So you've also partaken in, like I said, many family functions. So I thank you once again, Phil.
Thanks, Joe.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a pleasure.
It's a big story, and like Rosa said, there's plenty of stories, and what better way to have stories told by song and dance? And you may be aware that they've come in not only to talk about this new record, but very kind and generous to give up their time during a working day, whatever that is.
Yeah.
And night, to do a couple of tunes and related to this new release. It's a big deal. I mean, independent artists, it's a big deal getting recordings done, but it is possible now. Maybe 30, 40 years ago it was a really big step, but at least now I think it's very possible, and there's some fantastic studios in this town where you can have a muck around, hey?
Yeah, indeed. And we did ours in Collingwood here.
Yeah, just around the corner.
Yeah.
Excellent. So there. So welcome. Grazie. 21 Smith Street, Fitzroy.
Thank you.
So the airwaves are yours. You can introduce what you want to do.
Yes, we have prepared, well, a song. We were prepared to sing a song from the album, our debut album, titled Sanacori, which is self-titled. And this song is a song from Tuscany. Tuscany is the region in the center of Italy where Florence is, just to make it clear. And that's where I grew up. This song is called Fagioli con le rotenne, beans with pig rind, is that how you say? Yes. And it is indeed a song about food. And it's a song that was written by a poet, a man from Livorno, which is in Tuscany, straight after the Second World War, or during and straight after Second World War. So it talks about a person who is roaming the streets of Livorno. He or she feels really, really hungry. And it names a whole lot of dishes, traditional, typical dishes of the area. But the only thing that they can find, but she can find, it's just a couple of broad beans here and there, a little bit of hard bread, and some opportunities to, not so much to eat, but to forget that she's hungry. Put it that way. I'll leave it to the imagination.
Yeah, there might be some double meanings in this one as well.
There are plenty of innuendos in this one, plenty, in typical Tuscan humour. And, yeah, so Fagioli con le rotenne. Fagioli o le rotenne, galletti senza penne, minestra in sulle palle, aringhe affumicate, polpette di patate, agnello in fricassea, tre crognole e una cea, patate nitte game o la verdea. Vorrei mangiare città, c'era una trattoria fuori di mano che da colline mi portò a Sarviano, chiesi il menù e lei con voce grave disse sono spiacente, è un ciò che fave. Ho perso i filobusse, mi sei rotti calesse, la sciuca m'abortisce. Ed io senza speranza me ne vo verso l'ardenza. Ti imbocco in una via, c'era una trattoria, avevo una fame e mi portava via. Vorrei mangiare città, ma com'è brutto fare la strada a piedi, specie se c'hai una fame che non ci vedi. E dal cinghiale andai dai torricelli, vendeva la polenta ma con gli uccelli. Thank you.
Città, andai bar sole, presi una brioche, la riposai perché era troppo moscia, ne presi un'altra ed era ma troppo dura, dissi le mie ragioni e mi mandò a letto addirittura.
Whoa.
Tango.
I'm just getting a little bit of feedback.
I've got, no. Joe, it's actually my accordion, would you believe? It doubles as a little... There's a little squeak going on here. I've just noticed. Hear that?
That's I thought I was. Oh, no,
yeah, I've got some sort of a little gap in the reed there. I've got to look at.
Look. I mean, that piano accordion has seen some hours.
Yeah, that's right.
And maybe years, actually.
Yeah, it's just a little personality trait.
Oh, wow, that's good. I was worried. I was just trying to work out what. Looking around, you know. But anyway, look. I guess. I'd love to get a translation but maybe that's something for the. Are you going to do some translations on the record, or are you going to leave it? I don't know. Is that something to think about?
Oh, we're trying to work that out. Actually, we'll definitely do an explanation of the songs, and we might put in the lyrics with the translation as well.
And I really love what Rosa does, because during isolation, lockdown, she was doing these Instagram little sessions and telling stories and intros to tunes. And it was just so nice to get one live in the studio just then. So that's fantastic. So on the record, what's going to accompany that tune?
Okay, so we haven't mentioned before that there's a third member of Sanacori, actually, that we should mention and say hello. It couldn't come today, not because he wanted to, but... Alas, we couldn't fit in here.
His baby wouldn't let him.
Yes.
That's Renato Bacirca, which you might know from Volgograd, I guess.
Yes,
yeah.
The drummer.
But in our band, in Sanacori, he plays guitar, actually. He's an amazing guitarist, as well as as drum kit. So in the record, Renato plays drum kit and guitar. Phil plays accordion and different flutes. And I do vocals, tamburello, and some... weird percussions, including the Marranzano, actually. Ooh, Joe, in one Sicilian
and
track.
I think that was especially imported from the island, actually.
Yes, it was. It came directly from Sicily by your hand. But the record is, there are eight songs, eight tracks. There are a couple of tarantelle. Mm. One from Puglia, one from Calabria. There is a couple of songs from Tuscany. One is the tango you just heard. Mm. The other one is Maremma Amara, which you might know, a song that it's been...
You did an ISO version of it.
Yes,
didn't you?
I did. Yeah, I did a lot. We love that song.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've got the Tarantella del Gargano. Mm-hmm. We've got a beautiful track that's called Lule Lule, and it's a song that is sung in a language, in Arbëreshë language, which is a language that's mixed... of Albanians and Calabrese, and that's because of the Albanian settling in Calabria.
Story about southern Italy.
Yes.
The musician Carlo Muratore from Sicily gave me a book when I saw him in 2006, and he says, "Quando eravamo noi l'albanese."
È vero. Mm. It's so true. Mm.
It's really difficult because obviously it's Italian, but that's the story that. I mean, I can't, you know, it's like until I went as an adult to Sicily, so many stories were foreign to me and alien to me. And that one, not knowing that Albania was a big part of southern Italy.
Massive,
there, it's huge. And so that's why we have to keep fighting about this refugee issue and ignorance about what refugees
absolutely,
is and why
yeah.
they've occurred.
Yeah.
And what I continue to occur. So.
And celebrate diversity and celebrate what we can all bring to each other.
Absolutely.
And what comes out when we actually come together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Sanacori is an excellent example of that here in this town. And I'm so privileged and and humble and everything. So, yeah. Since you've all set up to do a live tune, we'll do a live tune. Then I will play the demo version of Lule Lule, which you just mentioned there, for the listeners so they can get a rough idea of what to expect in the record.
Yeah.
But before you do this, the main reason as well, because you've got a crowdfunding campaign, is Via Possible. So the folks can this is what's been happening now for quite a few years. Like I said, you know, before it was, you know, if I haven't got a record company, you know, contract, that's it, I can't make my music. But now, you know, in the last 20 years, whatever it is, it's totally revolutionized digitization. Yeah, but now the people can become patrons. I've been calling myself a patron for a long time, because you go and see live music and buy the music as well. No free streaming, folks. That's just for pleasure, but ultimately you've got to pay. but, yeah, so now, you know, so many artists are doing this crowdfunding, and it just, you know, it's symbiotic? It makes the relationship between patron and artist and creative even closer. So
absolutely.
It's special. And you've got a few treats for people and things like that people can go to. What's the best way to go to find out about the campaign?
So the campaign is run through Possible, P-O-Z-I-B-L-E, mm-hmm. And we're called Sanacori. So if you just go to possible.com and you type in Sanacori, shall I spell that out?
Yeah.
S-A-N-A-C-O-R-I, yes. Sanacori. Yes, and then you'll get onto our page. There are many rewards, so no donation is too little. Every bit helps, really. So there are many rewards that you can get. You can pre-order the CD, the digital download. There were actually accordion classes available, but they ran out. Everyone bought
it. Wow. Am I giving that many, am I?
No, it's very select.
It is.
You have to get in very early.
So you could in the past get a private class with Phil Carroll on accordion or flutes, but you can still get a class, a private lesson with Renato Vacirca on guitar on drum kits, or a dance lesson with me. You can get Sanacori to perform at your event. Oh, that's if you want to chip in with your community, you know, and close off your street and have a street party. Everyone chips in and we'll come and play.
Yeah,
so there are many different ways.
Or you can buy a CD in advance.
Yes.
Of course. Definitely. That's pretty much standard. That's the standard thing you can do. And that's straight away the money goes straight to where it needs to go.
Yeah.
So there you go. And, and obviously they've already forked out to pay for recording and things like that. So that's how it is, folks. That's the relationship between creatives and the general public.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, Alora, and I will mention, we'll say it again, you've got a fantastic night coming up this weekend.
Yay,
as well.
We do. It's massive. 22nd of May, Saturday night, at the Federazione Lucana, which is a club. It's one of the many Italian clubs that you'll find in Moreland. There are so many. Mm. No. So we're doing an evening of dance and music and pasta. So they're the three main things, you know.
You need in life.
Yeah, exactly. So Sanacori will play. The Melbourne School of Tarantella will perform their dances. And we'll also play with the Rustica Project.
Yeah, cool.
Yes, so a double bill of Italian music. The Rustica Project are another band that work here in Melbourne, as you well know. Yeah. They do traditional Italian music as well. Quite different from what we do.
Exactly, and that's the joy. And they focus very much on Calabria.
On Calabria,
which is an area that people need to know more about, because it's, once again, it's almost like Sicily's been stereotyped very poorly.
It is. And there are lots of Calabresi here in Melbourne,
totally.
Actually. So
yeah, excellent.
Yeah.
So that's a great thing. And I think there's a special phone number or email you can book for this one. But are we doing walk-ins? Are you doing walk-ins tonight?
Okay, so this is the thing. Yeah. We thought we were going to do walk-ins, but it looks like it might even be sold out already. Yeah. We didn't expect that, actually.
Oh, wow. I only just sent my booking email the other day, so I hope I'm all right.
Mm. We didn't get that. No, that's all
right. For you, Joe.
Oh, but, no, having said that, I'm sure there'll be cancellations. And so you can...
I'm putting the microphone's off now.
Okay. You can carry my accordion inside.
You can be the groupie.
Yeah, with the squeak.
No, so you can contact, we can actually contact me, Rosa, at 0430-162-408. And, you know, there are people that are cancelling, so spots are available.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah. It is.
Oh, that's okay. Fine. Okay. Enough chit chat. We'll do a song to say goodbye, please, or hello. Depends how you feel. What?
Yours or ours?
No, yours.
Ours.
Oh, is that okay? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great.
I mean, it's too much. I mean, look, you're here in the studio.
We're here now.
Might as well with my squeaky accordion.
I'm throwing out my playlist. That's all right.
And problem. Will I be able to play Tamburello, Joe? Or is that too loud?
Wow.
Well, maybe too loud. We can do that with the other microphone, perhaps.
Or I can keep it away.
Yeah, behind.
No, that'd be a lot.
Keep it away. Let's see.
We'll see how we go. We've done it.
So we do Fior di Cucuzza, Pumpkin Flower. The Pumpkin Flower. This is a song from Calabria, indeed. And it's, again, we're talking about food. We're talking about edible things. We are Italians. And these times, yeah, the food, again, it's compared to a stage in the love relationship. Yeah, so the pumpkin flower, the girl is young and a little bit unpredictable. Then there's the garlic tooth, is that how you say? The little garlic clove. The garlic clove, don't come next to me because now I don't want you. And then and then there's the lemon flower, and that's the very cheeky one, actually. Again, I'll leave it up to the imagination. There's a few, as you know. Many things happen under the lemon tree. Lo saccio che non hai io più vent'anni e lo mio cuore è chino di spiacere. Oi vacchia nella bella di tia ma innamorai sempre vicino a tia io voglio restare fior di cucuzza la donna 15 anni e mezza pazza e dopo 15 anni è pazza tutta fior di cucuzza mamma la rondinella mamma la rondina mamma la rondinella gira vola e se ne va mamma la rondinella mamma la rondina mamma la rondinella gira vola e se ne va come te penso, non mi gridiva che t'amava tanto, che t'hai amato per passare il tempo, come te penso. Spicchio di aglio, non mi venire appresso, non te voglio, che tiene la orecchia come a nuventaglio, spicchio di aglio. Mamma la rondinella, mamma la rondina, mamma la rondinella gira vola e se ne va, mamma la rondinella, mamma la rondina, mamma la rondinella gira vola e se ne va. Fior di velluto. Avevo un uccellino e m'è volato, avevo un grande amore e l'ho perduto, fior di velluto. Acqua corrente, la pace voglio fare col mio amante, che quando m'ha lasciata era innocente, acqua corrente. Mamma la rondinella, mamma la rondina, mamma la rondinella gira vola e se ne va, mamma la rondinella, mamma la rondina, mamma la rondinella gira vola e se ne va. Lo saccio che non hai più vent'anni e lo mio cuore chi ne dispiacere. Oi vacchia nella bella di tia mi innamorai sempre vicino a tia io voglio restare acqua di ruggia visto cuore mio come s'arrangia
l'arancia poco a poco si distrugge, acqua de ruggia, fior di limone, culla farina si se fa lupane, e culi mascoli se fa l'amore, fior di limone. Mamma la rondinella, mamma la rondina, mamma la rondinella gira, vola e se ne va. Mamma la rondinella, mamma la rondina, mamma la rondinella gira, vola e se ne va. Mamma la rondinella, mamma la rondina, mamma la rondinella gira, vola e se ne va. Mamma la rondinella, mamma la rondina, mamma la rondinella gira, vola e se ne va.
Bravi, 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 bravi.
Grazie.
Unbelievable.
Thank
Fantastic.
You.
Fantastic. What a treat here at Music Science Frontiers today. 3CR, Community Radio. This is what Community Radio is all about. Excellent stuff. Breaking the barrier, putting live music back into the studios.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks
for
having
you.
Us, Joe.
Oh, no, it's an absolute pleasure. And that was Sana Corda in duo format with Phil and Rosa. And look forward to catching you somehow on Saturday evening.
You will,
and,
you will.
I've put my money in for a CD already, so there you
yes.
go.
Yes,
thank you.
Grazie. Woo! Yes, chip in. Possible, yeah. Sanacori.
Yeah, Sanacori, possible. Yes.
Excellent. Make it possible.
That's it. And I'll leave you as they exit the studio with the tune Lule Lule. And maybe, Ros, did you said something about Lule Lule because that was in a different in a language, yeah, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yes, it's an Arbresha language, which That's is right, the right. language of the Albanians, Calabresi, that live together in the south of Italy, in Calabria. And that's where my grandmother, actually, she belongs to that minority,
beautiful.
Actually.
Once again, grazie.
Grazie.
Lule Lule Boy. It's a demo version of Sana Corda, but it's, yeah, it might be close to what you might get to on the record. But there you go, folks. Ci vediamo. Ooh, hang on. There we go. Yeah.
Kuvate moti ojčišnje ere kuruetje das me šume mire kuvate moti ojčišnje
Yeah.
tie das me sume mire kuvate moti oici Das me sube mire elule lule elule lule elule lule mase mase se upetie se upetie se upetie daje pace daje pace daje pace Daje vase je di vete Zemra ime, zemra ime Zemra ime je di vete Me lule lule, lule 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 mace mace Se ubetije, se ubetije Se ubetije daje
We are
Oi
Dipnoi from Catania, Sicily, and you are listening to Music Sans Frontières on 3CR 855 AM.
For the first time in Victoria, nine musicians from different ethnicities are presenting a full program of live classical Arabic music. Be part of this unique opportunity while you enjoy options of fine dining with a spectacular sea view and, more importantly, support Australia's only centre that promotes mutual understanding between Australians and Arabs via arts and knowledge. For information and booking, text us on 0423-456-300. 0423-456-300. Join us Saturday, 22nd of May, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, waterfront on the pier. Brought to you by Averroes Centre of Arab Culture.
A 3CR supporter.
Throughout the month of June, we'll be asking you, the listener, to support radical, community-owned media during our radiothon.
We'll be taking donations online, over the phone, and in the station to help keep us going for another year.
Independent community media is more important than ever, and we need your support to power community radio. The 3CR Radiothon kicks off in June.
To donate, go to 3cr.org.au, call the station on 03 9419 8377 or drop in at 21 Smith Street, Fitzroy during business hours. 3CR, community-powered radio.
Yes, folks, just bringing the mood down, but yes, Radiothon coming up, indeed. Save a few bickies, send them our way, so we can continue doing radio like you've just been listening to today, folks. It makes the spirit grow and the heart expand, yes. Okay, what we just heard then, before those very important announcements, we had Le Matriosche from Palermo in Sicily, from the record they put out in 2019. I've just got my hands on it now. Thank you very much to the band. It's called Bella Sicilia, Musica da Ballo Siciliano, so beautiful Sicily, and music from dance in Sicily. And that tune was called Geraci Balla, Scottish, but also showing the Scottish Celtic roots that have gone through Sicily over the generations. They do a lot of other dance styles, and I was very fortunate to see them at the Alcantara Festival back in 2018, folks. I'll probably play some more tunes from them in coming weeks. And we had the tune from Sanacori, Lule Lule, demo version from their brand new record. And the feature is Ernie Gruner on violin. Excellent stuff. And what I'm just playing underneath now for the next for the final 15 minutes of this episode of Music Science Frontiers, I'll do a little bit of a musical tribute to the artist Nick Page. Some of you might know him from Trans Global Underground and the Ethiopian project dubbed Colossus. This is a tune from his Greek side project, which is called Chaos, which is X-A-O-S. It's a tune called Processional, so it's grim, but it's in line with the fact that, unfortunately, Nick left this mortal coil, I think, on the 11th of May. Did work with the Real World Records, lots of collaborations and remixes, also a project called Syriana. And I'll try and mix all that in the next 15 minutes, whatever I've got left here today, before Murray comes in with great voices live, in fact, today. That's a big step for Murray. But anyway, yeah, so not much talking. There'll be other programs in community radio that will probably go more in depth into celebrating the musical life of Nick Page, Count Dubula. I've certainly enjoyed plenty of music, certainly through Trans Global Underground, and I was very fortunate to meet him briefly, be introduced to him by Sister Bibi over there from Triple R at one of the One Adelaides relatively recently. So there. So this is comes off a double record called Terraforming in Analog Space, the record label IRL remixes from 2000 to 2015. The record Chaos came out in 2017. Oh, I actually think that those remixes came out in 2017. But Chaos itself came out a few years ago, folks. But yeah, I'll be mixing in a tune from Dub Colossus from a town called Addis, the tune Black Rose, Trans Global Underground from the Yes Boss Food Corner from 2001, the Pomegranate tune. Then I'll try and put a bit of the Kaleji Stomp from the Impossible Broadcasting record of 2004 from Trans Global Underground. And I'll finish off with Suriana from the record The Road to Damascus, available on Bandcamp. Some of these are available on Bandcamp from 2010, and the piece Siriana, that's Al Arabi. So thanks for listening. I'll have these details on the Music Science Frontiers Facebook page later today or tomorrow, and stay tuned for 3CR and get ready for the Radiothon in June. Thanks for listening, and go and check out live music, folks, while you can, and pay for music that you like. Ciao.
you do. I want to know where you go. I wish that I could hold you so close. When I rise up in the morning and I look through my window pane, I see you going here and there. I want to know your name. I want to know your ابحث أيضاً
أنت أيضا يا صديقي انظر حولك حتى المحيط اسمع وافهم ما يقال ابحث أيضا
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.